Shehavlad Pogam Lakuna. Everybody agrees that even if the kid is not a mamzer, how kopon of the kid is Pogam Lakuna. Another coin is not a Maryam. So Drashi Shavlat Pogim im Yod the Basi to give birth to a daughter, Psula Lakuna Chalola. She's called a Chalola, a coin is not a Maryam. Why? So the Marmana come with him. Who's everybody that agrees to this? The Khuri you have to say Shimon Atimoni. The Afagav the Yom Shimon Atimoni. Ain Mamzer Mechai V'Lavin, even though Shimon Atimoni holds. That is no Chai Mamzer. From Chai V'Lavin, it's only from Chai V'Krisus the kid's a Mamzer. But just from Chai V'Lavin Masa Grushosa, it's only a Lav. The kid is not a Mamzer. But I tell you, Nehi, the Mamzer Lehevei, true, the kid is not a Mamzer. But Pogim you have a, but the kid is called Pogim, there's something wrong with him, that a kohen is not to marry him. How do we know this? Mikal v'choymer mi'amona. I make a kal v'choymer from amona. What's the case of an amona? Umar amon l'kohen godol. Just like when a kohen godol marries an amona, kohen godol is not allowed to. The Torah says he has to marry a psula and not an amona. Now, shein isura shava bakil. Nobody else has this isur. Everybody else is allowed to marry an amona, only a kohen gadol can marry an amona. Still, b'no pogum, when the kohen gadol marries the amona, she becomes a chalala. And the kid also becomes a chalala, pogum lakuna, zu. In a case where you remarry your grushasai, she'isurai shava bakol, she's also to everybody. In a case where you gave a get to your wife and she remarried somebody else in Avnisuyin, and then she got a get and then you remarry her, that's chayv lavin according to everybody. Is einadin shebna pogum? Isn't it for sure that now this kid, a koponim, should be pogum, posel a kain? If she's a daughter, a kain can't marry her. So Mara says, no, equal a mifra, I could ask you a question like this. Ma lalmona shkeni yatsa mitchalelis. When the kain godo marries the almona, she herself, the almona, she also becomes posel. She also becomes a chalola. Mashenkin over here, when you master Gurushosai, nothing happens to her. The Yod, another, the Torah says, he to Avaksiv, the Yain Bonair to Avim. By Master Gurushosai, the Torah says, she's a to Ava. Mashma, the kid is not a to Ava. Mashma, nothing wrong with the kid. The kid is Taka Mutalakud Lakuna. The Yod Tanya, we also learn like this. The Yod Tanya, how Master Gurushosai, somebody remarries his Gurusha. We have noise chalitzosa. Somebody marries the isha that gives the gave a chalitza to. That's a chay v'lavin. We have noise kreivus chalitzosa. If you marry the sister of your chalitza, we have a kiva roimer ein loy bo kedushin. That's a kiva shita. That the chay v'lavin kedushin is not chal. We have netzricha meno get. You don't need a get. We psula she's psula vlada posom of vlada's posom. The kreif and noise loytzi. We force them to get rid of one another. That's chay v'lavin according to Rabbi Kiva's mamish, kedushin is not chal, the kid's a mamzer. The chachomim oyim nechom say, though you should know, yeich loy bo kedushin. Lalocha v'yod b'chay v'lavin, kedushin is chal. O tzricha menu get, therefore if you remarry your grushasai, you have to give another get. V'ksheira, she is ksheira to a kain, v'lad a kosher, it says clearly, the v'lad is also kosher. So the moral of man, who does it mean the kid is kosher to? Lav lakuna doesn't it mean the kid's kosher to a kohen? So man, not like was saying before was saying a kol moedim, that the vlad is pogum, and here it's mashmino, according to Shimon Atimoni, the kid is ksher lakuna. Tomorrow it says, le lakal. That's what it says, the kid is kosher, a tay does not mean to a kohen. It means lakal, a regular Yisroel could marry him, but maybe not a kohen. For the mori hochi is so he ksher laman. That's what it says, the mother is ksher, who are we talking about? Ilayma lekahal that she's allowed to remarry to a regular Yisrael pshita mishum dezanoi yitzlo lekahal even if she the most she became a zayne even if she had zanus she didn't have erev zanus is she also to marry another Yisrael a zayne was only also to a kain a regular Yisrael is allowed to marry her so pshita she's ksher lekahal ela lav lakuna doesn't when it says the mother is mutter means she's mutter to marry a kain. Well, midihi lakuna, since by the mother it means she's mutter to a kain, tokuna atay of lod and arma lakuna. That when it says the kid is kshera, it also means the kid is kosher even tokuna. So not like we said before that akom maidim, the kid is pogum lakuna. So Mara says, no, this is not a kashi. Midihi is one talking about the other one. Hokadisa, yokadisa. Each one's talking separately. The mother taka is mutter to a kain. But the kid taka maybe is taka posa to a kain. And the Mara says, hokinami mistar, this is the swear also like this. That the kid is posel lakuna.
Tiktoni Resh, it says in the Resh, Heep Sula of Lod of Sula. Heep Sula of Man, it says even the mother is possible to who? Eli Melakal, for the mom is Shun, does that not Yisla Lakal, because Sami Vitez Nus, does it make you possible for Yisrael to marry you? El Alav Lakuna, it means about a Takuna. Vlad Apostle Man, who's the kid possible to? Eli Melakuna, Holakal Kosher, Homer of Kiva, Vlad Mamzer, El Abshita Lakal. Or the ratio Kadisa Kadisa, Saivanami, Yakadisa, Yakadisa, and Khanami. Each one's talking about two separate cases. The din of the mother has one halacha, and the din of the kid has another halacha. According to Rabbi Kiva, the kid takes psulu lakal, and the mother is mutatif kakal. According to Rabbi Shimon HaTimani, no, the kid takes ksheri even lakuna could be, and the mother takes kosher lakal. Because the kid could be takav is only kosher lakal, but to a kuna takav is also like we're saying, I the mother and echnami the mother takav pshitish is mutter to the kahal. By all the chiddushim that she's even mutter to the kuna and takav hakadis of hakadis. Each one's talking about separate cases. I for the gemara it says in the pasuk make a drasha for he to eva nami he to eva the answer rasa to eva. We could ask a little bit different. That it says she's to waver, not the kid, means that Saras is not to waver. Ava Bener to waver could be the kid of a master Grishosi is taka to waver. Is taka post lakuna. El almona kasha, and the man we throw the kasha by an almona. Mal almonish can yatsum is chalelis. Yeah, Samili can't bring any proof from that. El yitmach yitnaf. You want to answer, this is the way you have to say it. All right, stop here.
We'll continue from this over again tomorrow. So let's come over again tomorrow. You're holding mem dalad on the days. I learned a little bit before, start again from the top to five lines down. That like this, the Yoytanya, we learned like this, that Hamachzeh Gerushosai, if somebody remarries his Gerusha B'Yisr, he gave his wife a get, and she got married to somebody else, had Nesuyin, then she got a get, and you remarried her B'Yisr, or else V'Hanoyseh Chalitzosai, you married the Ish that you gave Chalitza to, you married the sister to the lady that you gave chalitza to. It's Rabbi Kiva Raima, Ein loy bo kedushin of Kiva Shitriz, Chai Vilavin. Kedushin is not chal, Vienna Tzricha Meno Get. You don't need to get there for. Because the kedushin is not chal, Vi Psula, she is posel Kunam, Vulad the posel, who are then a child, is also a mamzer, according to Rabbi Kiva, the kid is posel. The Kaifan isolates, if you force them to go away because there's an Isser involved. The Chum Moimim, the Chum say though, no, Yeshla Bo Kedushin. Chum Shitri, since it's only Chai Bilavin, if Yamachse Girushosoi, it's only a lav, the Kedushin is Chal, or Tzricha Menu Get, therefore you have to get her, you have to give her a get. Vik Shera, she is kosher, of Lord the kosher, and the kid is also kosher. Now, Laman, what does it mean the kid is kosher? Lav Lakuna, doesn't it mean that the kid is even kosher Lakuna? Not like we said before. Before we wanted to say that Akel Moedim, that when Yamasa Girushosai, that the Vlad is Pogum Lakuna. And here is Samash Mano, the kid is kosher Lakuna. Samara says, no, maybe Taka the kid is Postal Lakuna, it means Loy Lakahal. That it says it's kosher means the kid is allowed to marry another Jew. But to a kuna, to a kohen in a chami, if it's a daughter, the kohen is also to marry her. For the umari hachi, if so, he ksheira. That do we say the mother is ksheira laman. Who is the mother kosher to? Eli melakal, if you want to mean that she's kosher to remarry another Jew, to the kal, to go, get married to Klal Yisrael. Pshita, of course she's muta. Mishum dezanoi, yifsala lakal. Because she did this one aveira that she married, she remarried the first husband, the Issa. She becomes postal to Klal. Avadish doesn't become postal to Klal. El alav lakuna. So it means to say that she's mutter, she's ksheira, she's even ksheira to marry to a kohen. So therefore, midihi lakuna, since the mother, when the mother says that it's ksheira, it means she's even mutter to marry a kohen, is lakura of lada nami lakuna. Should also mean that they have a child. When you did the Yissa, your Masa Gerushosai, and you have a child, the Chura, that child is still kosher lakuna, not like we wanted to say before. So Gemara says, no, Midi Ira, Hakadisa Vakadisa. Who says it's talking like this? Each one has its own case. And what does it mean? When the mother is Ksheira, it means true, she's even Ksheira lakuna. But when it says that the child is kosher, it does not mean lakuna, it means the child is kosher lakal. Each one has it separate. The verse is Hakinami Mistarva. This is a throw at this also. Tiktani Resha, it says in the Resha, He Psula of Lod Psula. It says according to the Kiva holds Chai Vilavin, the kid's a mamzer, so it says the mother is Posla and the kid is Posla.
Is he psula laman? What do you mean the kid is posel? Elay melakal. What do you mean he psula? She is posel, the mother. According to Rabbi Kiva, what psula does the mother have? If you want to say lakal that she can't marry into Klai Yisrael anymore, why? Mishum dezano yisul alay lakal, because she adds nus. Even if you want to stay with biyisam, hachay vilavin, for that alone does she become also to the kal. Elo lav lakuna. Pshita, what it means to say is that she's sherry even to the kuna. That's it. The psula means to a kuna, to a kain. A kain can't marry her. According to Rabbi Kiva, since she had issa chai vilavin, she's psula to a kain. She has a shame zayin already, according to Rabbi Kiva, and she's possible to get married to a kain. Vlad the possible, then it says the kid is possible. Laman, who does it mean? Elay melakuna, if you mean just a kain can't marry the kid, holakal kosher, but a regular issa could marry him. We know not like that. Homer Rabbi Kiva, Vlad mamza. Rabbi Kiva Shita is by Chai V'Lavin, the kid is a mamzer. Se'el Pshita, for sure, it means Lekal. It means that the kid is possible, means he's a mamzer, according to Rabbi Kiva, and he can't even marry to another Yisrael. So you see clearly, according to Rabbi Kiva, Omidiresha, Okedisa, Okedisa, according to Rabbi Kiva, each one means something else. The mother is Psula, means she's possible to a kuna. But to Klai Yisrael, she's mutter. When it says the Vlad is possible, means he's even possible Lekal. He says each word means separately, according to Rabbi Kiva. So the Chura is Seifa Nami, even the Seifa is also Hakadisa, Hakadisa. It could be that the kid Taka is Taka Apostle Lakuna, and this Kshera only means Kshera Lakahal. I, it says the mother was also Kshera. By the mother, true, it means she's even Kasha Lakuna. But by the Vlad, when it says the Vlad is Kasher, it only means to the Kahal, but not to the Kain. To Kuna could be, it's also like we want to say before. Then we have another question here. I the heat to Avanami. We said before the Pasuk says a Diak for he, when Yamasa Girushosai, she is doing something wrong. Mashma with a child, there's nothing wrong though. Someone says, no, don't make that Yerusha. Rather dashing like this. He to Ava Vien Tsarasa to Ava. That's what it means to say. That the Tsarasa is nothing wrong with a Tsara. But you should know Abu Boneho to Avan. But it could be the children. She has a child. She has a daughter. This daughter takes to Eva, takes psul to a kain. A kain is not allowed to marry her. That we dash in she and not somebody else. It means the tzara. There's nothing wrong with the tzara. But the child could be the child takes his possible. So as Elov, the only thing we had shver then was almana, kasha. Now, if you wanted to say what should be the reason why Masa Gerushosai, why is the kid post lakuna? So you want to stay learning that from an almana? Madoch and Amona to a kind godl is only an issa to the kind godl, nobody else. Still, the kid is a chlola, who adin by Master Gerushosai. On that we ask no, there's a cloud by an Amona to a kind godl, she becomes posel. May Ashenke, Master Gerushosai, she does not become posel, maybe the kid is not posel. So that kasha is shvel, like we're saying, Elo, Almona kasha, mal Almona shekeni yatsum is chalelis. They can't learn out. In other words, we have no limit to learn out that if when you do the Avera of the Masa Girushosai, that the kid yet should be a chlala. Why? You want to learn it out from an Almona to a Kohen Gadol. I'll tell you there it's worse, because by the Almona, she herself becomes posel. When the Almona lives with the Kohen Gadol, she becomes posel to Kohen. Even if the Kohen Gadol dies, she can't marry another Kohen now. So that's why her kid is posel. Mashenka in a regular Master Grishosa where she is not post lakuna, maybe kid is not post either. So that's a good question. So versus Eli Yit Machit, if you wanted to learn, this is the way you should learn. That Omar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said like this, Omar Rabbi Shimon Berebi, Hakil Moedim, everybody agrees that the Bo Al Chai Vikrisis, in a case where, let's say, you marry your wife's sister, you marry a Chai Vikrisis, Shavlat Pogim, and you have a child, you should know that child is pogum lakuna. Even if you want to say the kid is not a mamzer, but our kopon of the kid is posel lakuna. So Gemara says, now man hakel moedim. Who do you want to say it according to? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Di'af agav di'yomer Rabbi Yeshua. Even though Rabbi Yeshua Shita himself is, that ain't mamzer mechai v'krisis, Rabbi Yeshua Shita is, even with the chai v'krisis involved, the kid is not a mamzer. The kid is only a mamzer when there's a chayve misa involved. If you live with an eshes ish, Mashenka and Yistam live with your wife's sister, it's only a chayve krisis. Yeshua holds the kid is not a mamzer.
So according to Rabbi Yeshua, we're saying, Nehi de mamzer leheve, true, the kid is not called a mamzer, but you should know, pogami you have a. The kid, our koponim is poga, means if it's a girl, a kain cannot marry her. Why? Mikal v'choymer li'almona. According to Rabbi Yeshua here, it's a good kavachoymer from an amon l'kain godol. Umar amon l'kain godol. Just like when a kain godol marries an amona. Sheni sura shava bakil. There's an issa to nobody else. Nobody else has this issa not to marry an amona. Even a regular kain can marry an amona. Only a kain godol can't do it. Still, we say b'nor pogum, that if they have a kid, the kid is called a chalola. She's possible to a kain. Izu, here, where you marry the chai v'krisis, shei sura shava bakil. Everybody has this issa chai v'krisis. Everybody is also to marry his wife's sister. Is anger dinsha b'nor pogum? Shouldn't for sure, if you have a child now, the child is called posel lakuna. Even if you want to say the kid is not a mamzer, but posel lakuna should be. Maybe you'll ask him the same question we asked before, that ma'la amona shekein hi atzum is chalelis. Maybe an amon is worse, but because by an amon she herself also becomes posel. Mashenken over here, maybe she does not become posel. Tamar says no. Hochinami here also she becomes posel. In the case where you live with an isha, that she's a chai v'krisis to you, when you have bia with her, she becomes a zoina. So you make her posel. And a zoina is also to marry a kain. A kain can marry a zoina. So stam chai v'lavin does not make her into a zoina. But where she lives with a chai v'krisis, that makes her into a zoina. So here you have a good lima, a kavukhaima for an amona kain godol. Just like an amona to a kain godol, the kid is a halala, hu adin. When a regular Yisrael marries another chai v'krisis, that the lachah is that they have a kid, the kid is posel lakuna. Because she also becomes posel. She becomes a zayna. So here, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we have a kal v'chaim, even though the kid is not a mamzer, but I call upon him, the kid is posel lakuna. Omer Rabba ba'achon, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Hakil moedim, everybody agrees, b'yeved v'yoy v'kechovim. In the case, either you have an eved kenani, or else you have a goy, Habu Abbas Yisrael, that they live with a Jewish girl, Habu Abbas Yisrael, Shavlad Mamza, Hishno, in such a case when she becomes pregnant and has a kid, the kid is called the Mamza. So Mar says, Naman HaKil Moedim, who is everybody that agrees? Who? Who are we talking about? According to Rabbi Kiva, Pshita, Rabbi Kiva says, Li Ochai V'Lavin, the kid is a Mamza. So what are you telling me, Yechidishir, the kid's a Mamza, according to? So Mar wanted to say means, Shimon HaTimoni. It means manakil moedim shimon atimoni, because according to Shimon, the af agav the yomer shimon atimoni. Even though Shimon atimoni himself holds that ein mamzer mechay v'lavin, stam a case with only a chay v'lavin, where your master gerushosai. If you have a kid, the kid is not a mamzer, because chay v'lavin does not make a mamzer. Hani mili, when do we say chay v'lavin does not make a mamzer? Hani mili.